Food News.
With Monica from Doing Dubai. How are you doing, Monica?
I'm very well,
I believe
well,
you put your holidays today.
Yes, I am so delighted. I have done most of the bookings, not all of them. I'm delighted to say we're going to Bali. And interestingly, I heard the last bit of Andrea, the travel mum.
Yeah.
And I heard about her criteria, perhaps, of how you book holidays when you have children in tow. And it was, is it going to be educational, historical, food, etc. When you have kids my age, it's, is it going to look good on the Instagram, mum? If it's not, then we're not interested.
I think Bali's going to look pretty spectacular on Instagram, don't you?
I hope so. So one of the hotels we've booked is the Chedi, which they also have one in Oman here as well, part of the GHM group. And that's in the middle of a paddy field. And you kind of get walked out to have your breakfast in a paddy field and yoga. And that's in Ubud, and hoping for the Oberoi, Lombok and Seminyak.
I am still reeling from, I think, your daughter's comment. Why did you take me to the Seychelles at the age of 10? I didn't have Instagram then.
Yes, I know. We don't think about those things, do we? But any parents who are thinking of going to these beautiful Instagram-worthy locations, check the ages of your children before you waste money on taking them there, is my advice.
Now, you've recently, Monica, been to London. You've just come back from London, in fact.
Yes.
And discovered some new gems when it comes to the culinary scene.
I think I have a few new food trends, Mark. And I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. I'll sort of, well, I don't wear a hat, but I eat my words. If we don't see these trends coming to Dubai at a place near us, I hope so, very, very soon. So what better place to start from if you want to know what's sort of new and on trend than Selfridges? I'm talking about the Selfridges in Oxford Street in the West End, not the one in Birmingham, although I do know they have one there, and I think Manchester as well. So we spoke to the press people there, and I said, sort of, what's new on the food scene? What is it that you want to talk about? And they were very, very definite. They said, we've opened a new Body Studio. Now, the Body Studio is a huge retail space. I think it might even be the biggest in the West End that deals with the latest active wear. So even now, when sort of people go to the gym, it's like, I can't go because I haven't got the right gear. And more and more, I don't know if you've noticed.
It's a great excuse.
people are quite fussy because you wear your gym clothes possibly to do quite a few things before the gym. I mean, hopefully not too much after the gym if you're not very sweaty. But big brands and loads of ranges of sort of trainers, leggings, tops, little overshirts, all the rest of it kind of going on, jackets, bags. I'm looking at Zara's laptop case, the sort of green khaki one.
Yes.
There's sort of khaki rucksacks in satin that go with that, all sorts of things. So quite rightly, on the side of this massive, great big retail space called the Body Studio in Selfridges, they've got a new cafe. And you may have heard, have you heard of H&M?
Yes.
H&M. What does H&M stand for?
Oh, goodness. I just call it Henny's.
Henny's, yeah. Henny's and Moritz, I think it was, to begin with. It was like a young person's initially fashion.
Fashion.
And it's now an international chain. But this is now known as H&H. Now, H&H is the name of a cafe, and it stands for Hemsley and Hemsley, two very Instagram-worthy, young, very pretty sisters. And I think they started off, they still are, home cooks is what they say, although I don't really know how much cooking they would do now because they are so famous and they must be so rich now. They started off doing this home cooking. They've got an Instagram page, hundreds of thousands of followers, and a cookbook followed. And now they've got this retail space, not the retail place, the cooking space in Selfridges called Hemsley and Hemsley Cafe. And I'll read you what sort of ingredients, what to expect there. So obviously you know it's going to be healthy because it's next to the Active Studio. All our food is free from gluten, grains, refined sugar and hydrogenated vegetable oils, basically. But they do have like a lot of, it's not just vegetarian, so they've got salmon burgers, they've got meat going on there as well, everything like that. And they will fry onions in things like, can you just name me a fat that you think would be healthy to fry onions in?
Ghee. I use it all the time.
Ghee. Well, there you go. So you know. So I was shocked when they said that. So they are frying onions in ghee in Selfridges, which I think would make some Punjabis turn in their graves, quite frankly. I was like, what is ghee doing in Selfridges? Those two are oxymorons.
Is the food good? Because when you just read that list out to me, my stomach turned.
Okay, right. Well, no, it was good. It was very good. I had a feta and black bean burger with some lime coleslaw on the side and what they call cultured ketchup. So they go to sort of great extent to say, this is cultured. Now, what do you think cultured is, Mark? And please don't say posh or someone like me. Cultured ketchup.
Posh, what do you think? Monica.
Cultured. Posh Monica.
Very cultured, yeah.
I don't know, refined?
No, cultured. You probably know, Zara.
It's good for the tummy.
It is. It's good for the gut. Oh. It's got a bit of gut goodness in it because it's got a bit of fermenting going on. And I, before I went to London, went to something called, it was like a gut workshop, a gut health workshop at the Change Initiative. So one of her big things was to have fermented foods. I mean, we probably know kimchi as being, you know, sort of the most common popular fermented food. Very, very, very good for you. So things like that, they've got the cultured stuff. They've got stuff that's activated. Do you know what activated is as opposed to deactivated?
No idea.
Because if you've got like a chia seed or sort of one of these buckwheat or something like that, which isn't a grain incidentally, it's a fruit berry, it means it's been soaked. So it's started to do its work for you. So it's even better when you have it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so less energy is needed digesting.
I guess so, yeah. So better for you. And then their version, have you ever had brown sauce, either of you? Or do you know what
HP?
I thought that too, but their version of brown sauce, Mark, tamarind, mustard, garlic, spices, and dates.
Oh, you're messing around with the formula, though.
Honestly, isn't that amazing? Don't you think that sounds very, very nice? So I was so inspired by my feta and bean burger, black bean burger. I came home to Dubai and made a version, and I really liked it. And
I'm looking at a picture right now of the prettiest hummus I've ever seen.
I agree. And it's a beetroot and mung bean hummus. I think that's what it was. And this is a bit of a problem, especially if you're a food blogger, because what's happening now, I'll send you this picture. It's not on there. It's on my Instagram. Is I'll be starving at lunchtime. And I think, right, must eat healthy. I've just done this post on Hemsley and Hemsley. Get the mung beans out. Make the hummus. And I've done that and I can't eat it because what do? I have to arrange it really beautifully on a plate. Get the maid to cut up fennel in the shape of that chicory with the pointed thing. It's a beautiful picture. I'll show you on my Instagram. And arrange it and take a picture, and only then can one eat it.
You're talking about your daughter being Instagram.
I know, terrible, isn't it?
You're just as bad.
Yeah, very bad.
But so, it sounds like a great place.
I think you should go there. It's not a big place. It's not really a posh place. The other thing that's very, very pretty, and I hope Dubai can copy everything, but one thing I don't think they're going to be able to do is have these stunningly beautiful, delicious bowls of tulips on every single table.
Aww.
And they just are so pretty, and we're kind of really deprived. Big hotels have got gorgeous displays, floral displays, but they're very, very expensive here. Mm-hmm. Not going to last very long, and there every single table has got a beautiful bowl of white tulips on it. So
and you can imagine that they come from the Hemsley sisters' garden.
I don't know, possibly. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. But so go to Hemsley and Hemsley. You can't book a table. You have to go there and wait for a table. They're big communal
long
tables.
Queue.
We went on a Saturday and there wasn't too much of a queue, but it was full. Yeah. They're big communal tables and you can get sharing tables as well. So very nice place. Yeah, go try it. But one of my daughters did say when she looked at the menu, this is too healthy. I have nothing for me to eat here, Mom. But she was fine. She had the salmon burger.
Right.
And I'm sure it was very colourful and pretty and Instagrammable.
Yeah, but that wasn't the one who's crazy about the Instagram.
Especially the tulips, very Instagrammable. Right, where else did you get to?
Okay, well, sort of in a similar vein, this whole thing. On the way over to London in the plane, I read an interesting article in the Sunday Times, I think it was in The Culture, and it said, are you deliciously Ella or deliciously Stella? Does this mean anything to either of you if you're in a particular camp?
Ella Fitzgerald?
No. Okay, well, Deliciously Ella is the name of a very well-known book. I'm sure lots of our listeners will have heard of the book, if not have got the book. Deliciously Ella is again, started as a sort of Instagram account. I think this girl, Ella, was not very well at one point, was very sick.
Yeah.
And then she turned her life around, basically, by changing what she ate. And this is sort of inspired, and it was all this sort of vegan, gluten-free, kind of healthy food that lots of people are very, very aware of. And lots of my daughter's friends, they're vegan, they follow this book religiously. And I think Zara knows about this book.
Yeah, and I think she's come to the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, if I'm not mistaken. And her cookbook has been reviewed here on the show, and the photography is stunning.
That's it. So it goes back to that, doesn't it? And she's got a second book out now as well. I don't know what it's called. I think it's on the website there. So she's also opened a cafe. I don't know if she's got a cookery program, because the Hemsley sisters have got a cookery program on Channel 4. So Deliciously Ella's cafe is not called Deliciously Ella. It's called the May Deli. And that's just on Seymour Place, which isn't very far from Selfridges, actually. We actually did go in there on a Saturday morning and try to get a table. We stood for about 20, 25 minutes. It's quite a small, cottagey sort of place. So we left without eating too much, although I did sample a little bit of their sort of cocoa, peanut, cacao, probably more than cocoa, gluten-free thing, and that was amazing. But the other thing that slightly put me off is all the people looked a bit like Ella in there, and I think Zara's just seen a picture of the lady sort of...
So what does Ella look like?
Very healthy, I guess.
Yes.
Glowingly healthy, blonde, young. And all the girls hanging around outside were all very, very excited outside this tiny little blue facade of a cafe that had lots of scaffolding in front of it. And my husband's like, what are we, you know, his face, what on earth are we doing here?
Did it feel too trendy?
A little bit, yeah. And I felt a little bit out of place. I mean, I think I was like a lot older than lots of people there. So right. I wonder if, you know, this is her main Instagram following type people there.
So it's a young, trendy Instagrammer's dining
place. I think so. I would go back at a much quieter time to try some of the breakfast maybe. And the concept is good. You can take your base bowl of chia seed or whatever you want, and you could add lots of different nut butters and berries and whatever else, you know, that you want for it. But you've got to watch these things. So that's the deliciously Ella camp. And I think the parody of her Instagram was actually started by this girl called Stella, and she's deliciously Stella, and it's like the most unhealthy. Her idea of having fruit is like a peach wine gum or something like that.
Before we go to the break, you said at the beginning of the show, Monica, that you're hoping to see a lot of these trends come to Dubai sometime soon from London.
Yes.
Are you talking about maybe Instagram stars getting their own cafes? What kind of trends?
Depends. Not necessarily the Instagram stars. I mean, or if the Instagram grammars are from Australia, then absolutely, yes, because I sort of follow some really good ones. But things like having on the menu a raw section, which we're already seeing, but we're seeing a lot of the raw seems to be fish and sashimi related raw, as opposed to vegetarian raw. So having a raw section, maybe having a fermented section, because why shouldn't we have food that's slightly fermented? Having ketchup, but having this really good condiments on the side, because little condiments, you know, whether you're having fish and chips or any other meal, really can make or break a meal.
You mean homemade?
Homemade, absolutely, with a lot of thought going into them. This trend of having nutrient-rich ingredients as part of all the combinations of food. So, yes, why shouldn't we have that?